Hello, Maritere, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Javiera?
Fine, thank you. Welcome. This is a summary.
Thank you, Javiera. Here's a summary for our English-speaking audience in Hello, Querétaro. Today is Thursday, August the 9th of 2012. It is 1:12 time for the news in English. According to local press, Indian students, are defending their identity and values and voice calling for 200 young leaders who congregated in the 6th National Youth Indigenous Leadership Emerging Event, inaugurated Lara Corbera, General Director of the Institute of Culture in Querétaro and the Indie Arts. Isauro Chavez, Indigenous Nahua and lecturer at the event, said that he's corrected the big mistakes committed in research on indigenous people because they speak in others, not ourselves, that we must invest and describe ourselves, he said. Leonor Ramirez Cabrera, Nanu community, said that the goal is to recover culture and tradition, which is losing momentum model globalization, which brings us to things that are not ours. After 3 years, President Felipe Calderón finally enacted the political reform, which amends several articles of the Mexican Constitution. The reform is expected to increase the transparency and accountability of government agencies and strengthen democracy by allowing the public more decision-making power. Calderón said that in April of 2009, he presented the Chamber of Deputies and the Senate with his proposal of a profound and comprehensive reform that saw to a transition to the country of a more effective fresh to effective democracy. National Action Party and Institutional Revolutionary Party senators and deputies issued a statement on Wednesday condemning former Democratic Revolution Party presidential candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador for trying to influence the Federal Electoral Tribunal to rule in his favor and annul the July 1st presidential election. Francisco Rojas Gutierrez, pre-Chamber of Deputies coordinator, cited that the warning that the leftists gave to electoral judge that an unfortunate ruling of Enrique Peña Nieto's victory would hurt the public's confidence in the country's judges. And Mexico is preparing for the tropical storm Ernesto, which is closing to the southern Gulf of Mexico coast after blowing across the Yucatan Peninsula and open sea waters. At 12 GMT, Ernesto has some 65 kilometers northeast of the port of Coatzacoalcos, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said. The storm drowned from a hurricane has a maximum winds of 110 kilometers per hour. And in today's weather forecast, as we expect Ernesto, the maximum temperature for today is 22 degrees Celsius, minimum of 12 degrees Celsius, chance of showers towards the end of the day, Javiera.
Thank you, Marite. Please, the Facebook page.
Of course, Javiera, if you go on your Facebook account and